92.1 WGHN, Grand Haven's favorite. I want to do like a pom-pom routine. That's the fight song for Grand Haven Area Public Schools and the Bucks. And we have the superintendent, Kristen Perkowski. How you doing?
I'm great. Happy fall.
I know. Isn't that something?
It's starting to feel like fall.
It happens so fast. I know that you gave a presentation at the city council meeting. I haven't had a chance to hear the whole thing, but you've got lots to talk about today.
We do.
So have at it.
Yeah. Well, our cabinet team has done about 35 presentations since the start of school with PTOs, staff meetings, and community events. And we really are focusing on the next step or master plan guided by our strategic plan around rigorous, engaging learning, financial responsibility, and transparency. And so we are looking at the physical structure of our buildings. We've been working on this for a year, and mm-hmm. we are giving the community what they have asked for, which is give us some considerations on a future state based on data. And so we have about almost 1,500 responses so far in the survey. People can go to ghaps.org/masterplan to fill out the survey. And then I was recorded this week at Rotary, so on Monday that will be available on our website.
Oh.
And we'll push that out to our family. So if you've not seen the presentation, you can see me doing it live,
okay.
and then maybe take the survey after that.
I like that anyone can take this survey.
They can.
I don't have kids. My kids are grown. I have grandkids across the bridge. I don't live here in Grand Haven, but I work. What happens in the schools matters
yes.
to me. So
yes.
I'm happy that I can actually take this survey as well.
Yeah, it's awesome. We've been getting some great feedback. We've also I had Scoop with the superintendent in the summer. We've got our
How
first
did that go for you?
Great.
Did it go good?
It was great because they were more informal conversations,
yeah.
but I think a lot of maybe misperceptions about the school district or public mm-hmm. education. I was able to have those one-on-one conversations.
That's good.
So our next one is our Coffee and Connect starts Tuesday, September 30th, 7:30 a.m. at Kenzie's B.
Yeah, and isn't Kenzie's Bee Cafe, did you guys honor them?
We did, Monday night
about?
At the board meeting.
Yeah.
So we've been highlighting since last school year a partner of the month. School districts cannot do this work alone. And
yeah.
Kenzie's Bee has been amazing at providing meaningful employment and workplace training for individuals with intellectual and developmental disabilities,
mm-hmm.
So including several GHAPS graduates. So they partner with us in multiple ways, and we just highlighted them as our partner of the month. In addition to our student spotlight was a high school senior, McKenna Twa, and
mm-hmm.
she was Girls State. So for those that don't know Girls State, it's a nonpartisan program where students can learn how state and local government work through hands-on simulation. She was recognized as the scholarship finalist and a national finalist for the Samsung American Legion Scholarship. So really excited and proud of her.
Wow.
Yeah. In addition to that, our board meeting was kind of busy. And keeping in the student theme, the board is going to be interviewing students who have applied to serve on the board as a student voice, non-voting member.
Oh, I love this. No way.
Right. So we have 3 juniors and 3 seniors interviewing at a special board meeting coming up. And one of each of them will serve, the senior, obviously, for a year, the junior for 2 years.
Okay.
So we're really excited about that because student voice is important to me, and I think it's important for them to be on the board and give some feedback at the student perspective when our board's making decisions.
Oh, yeah, and put that on your resume, students. That
for
kind of
sure.
stuff really matters.
And then the big one, the budget. Let's be real. It does impact us. For those that don't know, we have to have our budget finalized by June 30th, lawmakers
right.
missed the July 1st deadline for
right.
them to finalize the school aid budget. So the risk is that the October 20th state aid payment that we get could be delayed if we don't have a budget by September 30th.
How do you function?
Well,
you've been through something like this before,
right? We have, yeah. I mean, and typically there's, obviously politics at play here.
I know.
The challenge is for some of the smaller school districts. I was at the superintendent conference last week. So 700 of us in the room. Great. I mean, great networking. But, listening to some of the challenges that smaller districts face,
mm-hmm.
some districts, if they don't get their October payment, could be looking at taking out a loan payment to make payroll. I mean, those are the kinds of decisions that districts, and then you're using taxpayer dollars for loans. That would not be our case in September, October. But if you're looking into the first of the year and we still don't have a budget, that could certainly be something that would be considered. So
I do
want to let families know, though, that free school meals would be secure through October 30th. So that would, despite the fact whether we would have one September 30th or not. That's a challenge. I mean, I don't know that people realize, but when we think about just the financial update that our executive director provided at Monday's board meeting,
mm-hmm.
About 2.5% of our budget comes from the federal dollars.
Okay.
And then district funding is basically per pupil. So depending on how many students are in there, we get a per pupil allowance. But if without the budget, we don't know what that is. I think what people, as part of this master plan, don't understand is that when Proposal A in 1994 went away, state funds, the state funds only operations, but does not fund for facilities. So when you think about Grand Haven High School, is actually our newest building at almost 30 years old, and we need a $4 million roof. That kind of construction or that kind of work depends on local bonds.
Okay.
And so all of this information will be shared, all this feedback from the community and the survey with the board at their October 17th board retreat. And following that, you know, the board may make some kind of decision moving forward on putting financials to that or a long-term plan, because this really is like a 10 to 15-year look at the district. This,
okay.
This could not be done with one bond.
Right.
Kind of giving us direction on what the next steps would be, and they would need to, if they were going for a bond in 26, would need to make a decision by the February board meeting.
Okay. Wow. Lots going on.
Lots going on.
I know there's a lot of misconceptions about the free lunch program. I know when I was a lunch mom and a lunch aide, most of the students, both parents were working. And they were trying to make ends meet. And one of the ways that they could make ends meet, if they could take a little out of their budget and have a free school lunch, they were all about that. And you know, we're seeing a lot of people saying, well, go out and get a job, go do this, go do that. I think we really need to understand who's using those programs, right?
Well, yeah, then that's true. And, since COVID, they've been free. The lunches have been free.
Right,
so
right.
We want to try to continue that. We don't want hunger to be an issue during school. Research shows, obviously, kids are not at their best when they're hungry. And so grateful for that program for, you know, our students.
Kids staying healthy? You know, it seems like they are.
I mean,
everyone's staying
generally,
healthy? Okay,
generally,
good.
Knock on wood.
I know.
We all come back to school and everybody gets sick. No.
Isn't that the worst? I'm telling ya.
Yeah, we've been off to a great start. I'm really excited. You know, despite the budget uncertainty, it's been a really strong start. Great energy, great engagement with the community, and, you know, families and staff keeping focus on students and learning.
I love it. And I just love everything Bucks Pride does. And Bucks, there's also like a junior Bucks Pride. They're collecting shoes for kids. They're always
doing
Yonker
something. Sharon and team. It's amazing she's doing with our community and really with kids serving, you know, to see the greater need in the community.
As the superintendent of GHEPS, do you ever end up subbing? Because, I'm just curious. Do you ever end up doing that?
Like substituting in a classroom? I don't sub in a classroom, but I try to get in there as much as possible.
You do?
So
okay.
When there's reading month, I sign up to go reading classrooms.
Okay, very cool. Yeah.
I try to make as many athletic, you know, extracurricular arts events as I can.
Yeah.
You know, I need to clone myself some days, but it's really exciting.
I know.
Yeah, I think one of the most exciting parts this year has been just the fact that our enrollment's booming at the Duneside Discovery Center.
You said that the last time I had you here.
4-year-olds are on a waiting list.
There's a waiting list.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
And, you know, thank you to the community. The drop-off traffic was certainly challenging at first.
I heard, yeah.
But our director, Erica Kelly, and her team have just smoothed things out with a staggered start time. And so, you know, I'm really proud. Duneside is quickly becoming a flagship for early childhood and nature-based learning.
Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you.
That is really exciting. And, you know, it's so funny to me, the drop off. My kids went to a school where the nun actually made a diagram for drop off. And if you didn't follow it, every school district has a drop off thing where, you know, one person doesn't pay attention and the whole line is out of whack, you know?
Well, the reality is our schools are, the average is 62 years old and they were not built for the volume of parents that are dropping
students
off, right?
Yeah, you're right.
They weren't made for that.
You're right. I never thought of it that way. Yeah. How many buses do we have out there on a daily basis?
My gosh,
there's
that's a great question.
There's a lot. What was it, like 80-something buses?
I can get it back to you. I don't know.
You told me.
Yes.
I have it. There's a lot of buses out there.
Is.
So just be mindful of that and go Bucks. Thanks for being here.
Go Bucks. Thanks for having me.
I appreciate it.